The Gemara on Samach Dalet says, quoting the Pasuk in Yisrael, Vayavo, the Gemara says, Amar Abba Haleva Kol Anenam Yisudah Shetam Nechoch Meshove Besocha Kilo Nenam Yiziv Hashchina Shenema Vayavo Amon V'chol Zikne Yisrael Lecho Lechem Im Chosein Moshen Lifnei Elokim V'chi Lifnei Elokim Ochlu V'lo Lifnei Moshe Ochlu Halom Lecha Kol Anenam Yisudah Shetam Nechoch Meshove Besocha Kilo Nenam Yiziv Hashchina. Rashi quotes the Gemara on the Pasuk in Chumash Deir in Yisro. The Rav commented that, and I'm quoting him, dining before Hashem, how strange this phrase would have sounded to the Greeks of old. Thinking before, or rather with God, was a truism in late Greek philosophy, particularly among the Stoa, who considered the finite human intellect an infinitesimal component of the infinite divine logos, and who regarded thinking as a reflex of the divine noetic gesture. Whenever man engages in cognition, he submerges in God, because only through him is acquisition of knowledge possible. To come close to God, or to unite with him, through such an unrefined carnal activity as eating, would simply evoke ridicule. Yet our religious conscience felt differently. One eats with God in his presence. How? By sacrificial action, which converts the food of man into the bread of God. You shall sanctify him, for he offers up the food offering of your God. Vayikra. Judaism developed a new institution, the Seuda. It is neither an ordinary meal nor a feast. It is more than that. It is the crucible in which the bread of man is transposed into the bread of God, expressing the fellowship between God and man and the participation of God in all human pursuits and activities. The realization of the idea of Seuda can occur only when man eats differently from the animal, when he displays uniqueness with regard to the physiological processes which are required to satisfy the demands of his body. This comes from Festival of Freedom. We also see from this, from the Gemara, that it derives this maxim: whoever enjoys a meal in which Talmid Chacham is involved, shorui, is as if he enjoyed the radiance of the Shechina. That the Gemara means to say the word shorui is derived from the phrase that appears in regards to the Nazir, who is prohibited from partaking of grape-based products. He also may not partake, as the Pasuk says, of Mishras Anavim, which the Gemara Nazir says refers to bread soaked in wine. Just as bread absorbs wine, the Shechina permeates the meal through the participation of the scholar.